Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and have more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from downtown Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of April 25th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. So tomorrow, Monday, April 26th, we have a full super moon at 8:30 at night Pacific time. And this full moon is called the pink moon because it happens at the same time in springtime that all the pink little wildflowers come out. So this particular full moon is also a super moon, which in astronomy terms basically means it's bigger and brighter than your average full moon. But from an astrological viewpoint, it means the vibes given off by the moon will be much stronger than usual. So that's important to know because this full moon is in Scorpio. And Scorpio is a sign known for its intensity. And the moon is also opposite Uranus, which is the wild child planet that brings around sudden changes and realizations and mood swings. You might be a little moody this week, just warning you. Or other people might be a little moody this week. So give people space. So the moon is also in a powerful opposition with a Taurus stellium. And a stellium, we've talked about this before in the podcast, that's when there's three or more planets in a single sign. So this stellium consists of the Taurus Sun, Mercury, Venus, Uranus, and Black Moon Lilith. So if we put all of this together, you start to get the picture of how intense and important this full moon is. We have a full super moon, meaning it's more powerful than usual, in Scorpio, meaning more intense, opposite Uranus, which is the planet of sudden changes and realizations, with a Taurus stellium, which makes everything even more intense on that. So this is a super powerful full moon, and it's driving us to release what is no longer working, to shift, to change, to make decisions that are more in alignment versus sacrificing what brings us joy. So many of us will have this sense this week of being at a crossroads where we have a decision to like leave a job, move to a new location, change a contract, end a relationship, or start a relationship. All of that crossroads stuff is coming up this week. So if you have a situation in your life that's bringing you discomfort and resistance and you're having difficulty like figuring out what to do, this is the week. This is the week where you're going to make decisions, and some of them are going to be sudden. I always talk about when I sold Rose City, and you know, for quite a while, I just didn't want to do it anymore. My heart wasn't in it anymore. And then I was driving home one day and the song came on the radio, and in that second, I knew that I was going to sell Rose City. I drove home, parked the car, called a business broker, and it was from there on. So this is one of those weeks where you get the idea. So right now, you might be unsure about the decision that you want to make. And that's where a lot of people tend to get stuck. They think they want to make the decision, but they're not sure. They have this fear or disappointment, or they're not sure it's going to be the right one. So right now, you want to make the decision to go for the thing that will make you the happiest. We want to choose the happiest decision right now because Venus, my favorite, which is the planet of abundance and love, is in Taurus. So when a planet is in its home sign, it can express its full frequency, its full vibe. So right now that's happening, and it's reassuring us that the decision or the thing we're releasing or we're changing is for our highest good. Great news. I love to hear that. When change is coming and the change is for our highest good. So this is a time we really want to make big steps forward with how we want our lives to be. So it's one thing to think about how you want your life to be, and it's another thing to take action. So remember last week we talked about being in Taurus season, and Taurus season, Taurus is really good about being able to chill out. So this may not be a time where you launch a business plan and you're working 16 hours a day. It doesn't have to be huge action. Making a decision is action. Making a change is action. Changing your mindset is action. So something this week is shifting, and in a big way. Some people will experience even this call to action. It's a time where you're going to feel like you must move forward. You must get off the fence and make a decision. So an intense, transformative time, meaning that we could also feel intense, stressful, shocking, some anxiety about all the changes. So to balance out this energy this week, we want to up our stress reducing activities, so to speak. So one of the best ways to deal with it is to move your body. We want to move the anxiety and the stress out of your body. That's with a walk, a run, power cleaning your home. Don't just sit there with all this extra energy spinning this week. When you notice that your vibe is off and you're feeling some anxiety or extra energy, get up right then and move your body. Do some jumping jacks, walk around the block, vacuum, wash your windows, do something to physically move the energy out. And of course, we want more quiet time, more meditation, extra vitamins, healthy food, up your self-care, all that good stuff. And also, let's be thankful for feeling uncomfortable this week, because that discomfort is something that is going to inspire us to think of things from a fresh perspective, or to help us turn a corner, or to make a decision. So feeling uncomfortable this week means we're moving forward. It's a moment of deep transformation and insight, and discomfort sometimes comes with that. So this full moon also gives us an opportunity to experience imbalance so that we can reflect on imbalance and improve those imbalances. Also gives us an opportunity to let go of doubt and fear, and to focus being on more passionate and feeling more authentic. So big changes that are leading toward a more authentic life. And you can expect whatever has been bubbling up and brewing in the background over the last year is gonna come to light. We're gonna recognize where we need to let go of control. Some of us will allow ourselves to be more vulnerable than used to. A lot of us will learn to accept that letting go is how we move forward. And finally, this is a time when all the puzzle pieces will seem to fit together. So you will get it now. Did you not get that job that you really wanted? That's because a better job with a higher salary and maybe cooler coworkers was coming. A relationship, past relationship didn't work out. Now you know that's because there was another person for you, and maybe a better match and a relationship that makes you happier. Or maybe you needed some time by yourself to up your spiritual connection. This is the time when the puzzle pieces fit together and things seem to make sense. So let's take the opportunity this week to make the decision to believe that everything always works out for the highest good. Now you may believe that 90% of the time right now, but you do have the opportunity to believe it 100% of the time. This is the perfect energy to shift deep beliefs and then watch how incredible your life becomes. Deep beliefs like, I believe in divine timing. I believe I'm in the right place at the right time. I believe I attract abundance. I believe things work out for my highest good. Some of these deep fundamental questions about how you want to live your life. This is the week that you may choose to go all in, and that's okay. That's if that's what's leading you to this, I don't say it's not okay. That's how I live my life, so I think it's fabulous. So it can be scary, though. I want to thank you for listening this week. Tomorrow, Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, I'm joining Addie Beal, who is the hostess of the Heart Sing podcast, and her Me First Sisterhood group to talk about abundance. So the group is currently doing my 28 Days of Making Money program, and I'm excited to just talk to them tomorrow about abundance and manifesting and money. So we'll be doing that tomorrow for about an hour. I am going to put a link to the Heart Sing podcast in the show notes today. I've listened to quite a few of these episodes, and it's so uplifting, positive, makes you feel good. I highly recommend them. And then I'm also going to put a link to Addie's Nama Slayer website. She also uses Slayer as her AKA, as her name. I love it. It's so fun. It's so cute. And I'll put, like I said, I'll put a link to her website in the show notes. So if you'd like to join us tomorrow for that discussion, just on abundance or money, it's casual, it's easy, it's fun. You'll be able to do that. So enjoy this powerful week of change, knowing that a week from now, some major life changes are going to happen, and they're going to be for the best, and we're going to be further along on our path, and life is going to be different. A week from now, when you're listening to this podcast, your life is going to have shifted in a pretty big way. So yay, yay for change. Change is fantastic. So have a great week, and I will talk to you next week.